Attorney Weathersby?
No, I'm Mike Iacopino.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Patricia Weathersby is the public member of the Site Evaluation Committee.
Well, excuse me.
I'm counsel to the committee.
Thank you.
And could you spell your name, please, for the record?
F-A-R-R-E-L-L. First
Thank
name,
you.
R-I-T-A.
And first name
is Rita, R-I-T-A. I'm here as a private citizen, and I'm not here to talk about the Northern Pass. I am here to talk about the modus operandi of this meeting. There seems to be a great disparity or inequity in the way the First Amendment rights of free speech are granted to the applicant compared with those that are granted to the citizens affected by the project. When the gentleman said that he would prefer a tower to burial, he said a tower, but never qualified his answer with why, as a resident, he would prefer a tower. This qualification is basic to good information. He's entitled to say what he wants to say, but he needs to qualify it, and it was not. And, sir, I plan to look in the section of RSA 162H that says these meetings and hearings are to be conducted in this way, with no applause allowed or follow-up by a questioner dissatisfied with the inadequacy of an answer to a question. And people are silenced by the moderator with the gratuitous demand that people be polite, as if applause and cheers are ipso facto rude. And when Mr. Quinlan spoke, and you mentioned that this is like a court proceeding and that the members of the committee are judges. So when Mr. Quinlan spoke of the confidentiality granted the London Economics Group, then I would like to ask if there was a proffer made to determine that that confidentiality was legitimate, or should that be open to the people? When the employees of Eversource in the back of the room applauded, they were not told to be polite. And I think that this section, I've been to three of these now, and this section of the meetings would probably be best to be presented first rather than at the very end when people have been worn out by a long evening. Thank you.
Thank you.